Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Happy Monday, guys. Nina and Hunter are here, as always. How was your weekend, guys?
Not bad. It felt like a slightly adjacent normal weekend for once.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What about you guys?
It did.
I'm happy it's over. Personally, for me, I love Mondays because I get to hang out with my girls, and we get to shoot the show, and then afterwards, you guys both text me and say you like me, and you have crushes on me, and I get to deal with all that, so it's fun. It's fun.
Oh, I love when Hunter lives in Bizarro World.
All right. Good thing to just move forward on. All right. Well, in questionable timing news, the Bachelor franchise finally woke up and named the first Black Bachelor Matt James. Actually, it took years of calling out the network, online campaigns, petitions, and the Black Lives Matter movement. But over the weekend, our Nina came through with some receipts.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't even just all of that. I mean, in 2012... There was a potential class action lawsuit that was going to be taken against the show. This lawsuit actually ended up being dismissed because the network and the show, The Bachelor, argued that they had a First Amendment right to exclude people of color as part of their creative decision in the casting of their shows, which the judge actually agreed upon. Obviously, they said that they would hope that they would open up the playing field, but technically it was protected by their First Amendment right. So they won and this lawsuit was dismissed. But you would think that like maybe the lawsuit would have been like a wake-up call to like, hey, you know what? Even though we won this, this is now the time to maybe be a little bit more diverse with our casting. But that didn't happen until 2020. So I don't know how I feel about this so late in the game now.
At the time, ABC and Warner Brothers told E! That case was completely without merit.
In my opinion, okay, I just have to accept that I'm never going to go on the show because I'm ruining my chances right now. But I just think it's not a good display of humanity. They have an example they had a chance to lead, and unfortunately now all they've done is acquiesced. And I think that's what a lot of people have trouble with.
Oh, yeah. I know. They did acquiesce. No, it's true. I mean, look, it's been 24 seasons. They've never, ever given a pardon my French about this ever.
Do you really want someone if they've rejected you for almost 20 years and then they finally come around and they're like, hey, you know what? I will go on that date after all. You're like, okay, it's been 20 years. Yeah. Like, I have moved on and passed this whole thing. I'm over it. I'm married. I got kids. Like, now you want to come and knock on my front door. Where were you 20 years ago? So
we're actually moving on to more Bachelor stuff. So, and then in convenient news, shortly after Hannah Brown's N-word controversy, she's declared a hero for saving a guy from drowning. His GoPro captured the rescue after his boat flipped over. What did we just watch? That was, first of all, why do people want to do these kinds of activities? It's just so not for me. Of course you're going to flip over on that.
If that is saving someone's life, then call me Superman. Because I've brought in so many people from the edges of water onto ledges. It's not like they're whitewater rafting, but whitewater in itself, the whitest part about that water was Hannah Brown. There was not a lot of current. There was not, nothing was going on. And I think the problem.
Calm waters.
It was pretty calm. They got one little cyclone of water that tipped them.
Like, I feel, I'm not disputing that it happened, although the girlfriend did say on Twitter that she was being dramatic, that her boyfriend wasn't drowning, that basically he fell out of a boat. Like, the boat capsized, they helped him into a raft, and then he got used that raft to get into the one with his friends. I don't know if they all know each other, and this is just, you know, coincidence, or that they just happen to be passing by. It looked like the groups were kind of on the same trail at the same time, but I don't know the traffic on that, you know, that river, so maybe it's just a lot of people that use it, but it looked like... The rafts were all the same color. It looked, everybody would happen to be wearing a GoPro.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We should definitely do a deep dive into the traffic on that river, though, to make sure and, like, see how many people are on that. So remember when Don Lemon called on Hollywood to step up after the killing of George Floyd?
If you are a millionaire or a gazillionaire or a movie star or a politician and you don't step up now, when the hell are you going to do it? Step up, people. Step up, Black Hollywood. Get out there.
Well, Dave Chappelle had something to say about that and called out Don in his new Netflix special on YouTube.
Ask me, do you want to see a celebrity right now? Do we give a f*** what Ja Rule thinks? Does it matter about celebrity? No. This is the streets talking for themselves. They don't need me right now. I kept my mouth shut. And I'll still keep my mouth shut. But don't think that my silence is complicit.
Who was asking for a statement from Ja Rule? Who asked for Ja Rule?
Yeah.
Or was Dave just using Ja Rule as an example? Because I need to know, when some things went down, who thought, well, what does Ja Rule have to say? I need to know.
Yeah. I think that's the brilliance of Dave Chappelle, because no one gave a but I think he just threw him in there to be funny. But, I mean, what do you guys think about that? Do you feel like in times like this we want to hear from stars, or do you agree with him?
I think stars are... easy to jump on, you know, like, it's just easy to be like, hey, you should be doing something. I think Dave Chappelle provided a really unique perspective that we hadn't heard in defense of just listening first. He's got a perspective that I want to hear. And I think what's brilliant about what he's saying is there's other people who need to talk first. There's listening that needs to happen before I just jump out. And that is something I truly appreciate him doing.
Yeah, I think, you know, in addition to when we talk about white privilege, I think there is also, you know, a wealthy privilege. And I think, you know, instantly people want to hear from celebrities because they want to know what they support, what they stand for. But I think that there is a way where that can also be distracting.
All right. And in some good news, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled today that federal civil rights law forbids employers from discriminating against workers based on sexual orientation or gender identity. This means people of the LGBTQ community are protected from workplace discrimination, and many famous people like Mandy Moore, Andy Cohen, and Jonathan Van Ness have praised the decision on social. But one of the most moving reactions came from Laverne Cox. Check it out.
We have won at the Supreme Court of the United States. It's very emotional.
That's great. And that made me tear up a little bit. I mean, I love her so much. She was so moved. I mean, I can't believe, again, it's taken this long for something like that to be in place. So I'm really, really happy that they did put that in place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think a lot of people feel like they're, you know, like have the conversation we were having earlier, like people are happy that it happened, but just the fact that it's 2020 and it's just now taking place. I think we have to really think about, like, the progress in this country when people are saying things like, we don't understand why people just can't get over it, and all lives matter, and we just, you know, why are people feeling like they are subjugated to racism when it doesn't exist? Like, it's 2020, and this is just now being passed. So I think it's just truly important to see that while there has been progress, we're not that far from where we were 30, 40, 50 years ago. So you know, it takes a really long time for things to truly change.
Amen to that. And in honor of Pride Month, Nickelodeon announced SpongeBob SquarePants is part of the LGBTQ community. The company tweeted out a photo of SpongeBob saying he was an ally to the group. It's not a total confirmation that he's gay.
Not a total confirmation that he's anything specific except for asexual, which is what the creator said years and years ago. And they consider asexual to be a part of this LGBTQ plus community. And they're actually excited. Mm-hmm. Like, it's something I never knew, but people within the asexual community and within the LGBTQ plus community wanted more representation of people who are asexual, which I find so interesting and incredible that one of the most popular characters in the world did that for them.
I agree with that. I think that's very powerful.
I love that. And I think, you know, a character can be an ally just like people can. You know, a lot of these iconic cartoon characters are well-beloved, and so they can also be allies to communities as well.
All right, we have to take a break, but coming up, we are helping plan your romantic pandemic getaway, so bring protection.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
A lot of the world is slowly opening up and some restrictions are being lifted. Let's talk about which travel options appeal to us in a new segment called Vacation or Frustration. And feel free to tweet along with us from home. All right, first up, here are two new ways to fly more, quote, safely. You could travel on a regular commercial airline, but with these not-at-all claustrophobic shields in between each seat. Or if you'd rather fly completely solo, you could try one of these new personal drones that is controlled by a grounded command center, but only lets you fly about 30 miles away. Which one are you guys more into?
I'm more into getting in my car and driving to wherever I need to go.
I mean, I think the choice is, to me, pretty obvious. One is sit coach and have a little piece of saran wrap in between you that is going to do nothing. Or the others have a private flying Tesla pick you up and take you where you need to go. I'm willing to do that. You know, I don't, I'll be careful about when I use it.
You can only go 30 miles. You can, it's not like you can go, I mean, if it's 30 miles, why don't you just drive?
Yeah. Also, but they do go 80 miles an hour, the drone. So you could, yeah. So basically just drive.
Have you ever tried to go 30 miles in Los Angeles, Nina? It's like, that could take you 2 weeks.
Not right now, not during quarantine. So in quarantine, you get there in 10 minutes.
That's a good point. I would rather do the drone.
Yeah, I guess if I have to pick one, I'd rather do the drone than sit on a plane for however many hours with a little fake plastic shield guarding me.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the drone also because it's more secluded. All right, next, we all want to vacation in luxury. So would you rather stay at Atlantis, the Palm in Dubai, where you're greeted with protective gear and a hygiene officer to check your temperature and sanitize all your luggage? Or are you looking for something more rustic, like glamping in a yurt with a hot tub in Wales, or a dome in a beautiful natural reserve? Why do I know what Hunter's going to choose?
Well, I think you'd be surprised. If the choices are between staying in a cloth out in the wilderness or staying in one of the nicest hotels ever built in Dubai? I don't know, actually. It's pretty tough.
Really? I feel like you scream yurt.
Well, I know Dubai. Isn't Dubai, don't they have some issues with some rights for certain people?
Yes, correct.
If that's the case, like the Arab Emirates and stuff, if that's the case, I'm going to go to the yurt and go to a country that's pretty accepting. But if we're aside from rights, I'll stay in the hotel.
Nina?
I think I would actually, in this situation, in this climate, I would go with the yurt. I don't know if I'd feel safe in a hotel with so many people, a secluded place where it's only, you know, me and the person I'm going with. Yeah, let's yurt it up.
Yeah, I'm yurting it up, too. Yurt for me. Yes. Okay, so three yurts. We should just share a yurt.
So Morgan's got bolt culture as her hashtag, and Nina's got yurt it up. That's the new Nina hashtag. Yurt it up, people.
Only like when, right now during the quarantine. When we get back to normal, I'm back in hotels. But right now, give me a yurt any day.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you're more of an Airbnb type, guys, we've got two new popular ones in Florida for you. That's the trick. Would you rather stay in a Harry Potter themed place called Wizard's Way in Orlando or this floating barrel called the Salty Seahorse in Key Largo? It is one bed, one bath, includes a kayak for transportation to and from shore, has a portable chemical toilet and outdoor shower. No hair dryers or large energy appliances allowed, or you'll have to wait for the battery to recharge. There is no air conditioning, and it's 150. Gosh. Yep, and it's $150 per night.
The only way I'm going to choose this barrel is if I have Hannah Brown to save me in case I fall into the water on the way in or the way out. God. It's just too dangerous without that hero.
Nina, what would you choose?
Before all this J.K. Rowling mess, I probably would have chose Harry Potter. But now that she's showing her ass, I'm not picking Harry Potter or anything. So I guess I'll go with the sea barrel or whatever the hell it is.
You can't support anybody is what we've learned. Everyone should have to do a dissertation on their belief system. And then we decide if we support them as a creator.
You don't need a dissertation. You just need access to Twitter. People will show you who they are on Twitter 9 times out of 10.
Yeah. Summer is just getting started, and we're all antsy to get out. So would you rather let loose down a refreshing water slide in South Carolina or pop bottles and chair dance in a Dutch nightclub?
This, to me, is the dumbest, most insane thing I've ever seen in my entire life. And now, when I say that, keep in mind how dumb I am as a person. Think about how many things I do that are dumb, and I see that, and I'm blown away. It exceeds the dumbness.
I am so confused. I guess the club is limited to, like, 30 people. This looks insanely creepy and like something from Black Mirror. It looks like a complete nightmare. And if I just want to stand and place dancing, I'll do it at home. Like, this just looks so pointless to pay to do this. People have to pay for this.
It's a DJ. Yeah. It's not even like you're going to go watch people play live instruments. Just go to Spotify. Find that DJ and play his playlist.
So what are we choosing? Water slide or...
Nina, our other option is a water park right now.
Oh
so it's
water
a tough
slide
decision.
In South Carolina.
For the pool, they said that they're disinfecting everything. And one way that they're doing it is water parks obviously has chlorine in it. So what they're doing is after someone rides in one of the rafts, they're tipping the raft over and splashing inside the raft and then sending it back up. So keep that in mind, Nina.
Oh, my God. What are they going to do about the fecal matter in the pool that's going to be there regardless? Like, is that going to be disinfected? I'm just saying. That's what happens in public pools.
It's true. When I had to go to camp as a kid, we always went to the water park. That water is just filled
with pee. It's a cesspool.
It's disgusting.
Oh, my God. I used to love water parks. I'm going to go with the nightclub because I can't imagine going to a water park right now. But, boy, I used to love water parks.
Yeah, I guess I'll go with the nightclub. If we have to.
Exactly. All right. We need a break, but coming up, is sex with a robot considered cheating? Survey says is next. We are back, and our producers spent all weekend Googling random sex studies. Let that set in, but this time it's work-related because Nina has a new round of Survey Says.
Survey Says, everybody.
Woo! All right, so we are going to start things off with a literal bang because a new study says people are much more likely to consider having sex with a robot than ever before. I don't know if Hunter was a part of this survey, but we shall see. Is it A, 43% of people, B, 22% of people, or C, 34%?
D, 100%.
I'm going to go with C, Nina, 34% is my answer.
Well, let me just tell you real quick. My theory is men make up almost half of the population. So I'm going to go with A, 43%.
The answer is B, 22%.
Oh, that's enlightening. That makes me feel like not everybody's as f***ed as I thought they were.
I feel like a lot of these people aren't being honest about if they would have sex with a robot. Also, I'm not sure if this survey happened during COVID times, but I feel like this definitely could be increased.
Yeah, that's a very valid point, because I actually have had some friends that have bought some gadgets and have told me about it to have fun with during quarantine. So you're probably right about that.
By the way, I still need to send you those Amazon links, so I got you. Just give me some time. I'm putting them together.
Oh my God, if somebody wanted to have sex with a robot over me?
Okay, you guys. Now, if your partner drives you crazy in bed, and I don't mean that way, you may want a sleep divorce. So based on a new study, what percentage of couples want to sleep in separate beds to save their relationship? So is it A, 25%, B, 35%, or C, 45%?
I'm going to go with A. No, I'm going to go with B, 35%.
Oh, you're not going to go with A, so I can pick A, Morgan?
I don't know if you can switch it.
I didn't even finish my first answer.
Okay, all right.
I was going to pick B, but I will go with A in the hopes that I can take, you know, the tie right now with this answer.
Okay, the answer is B, 35%. All right, guys, Morgan is in the lead as of now. But just to give you a few facts on the question, it says that more than half of the respondents said that sleepless nights lead to more fights with their partner and actually less sex.
Mm.
That makes sense.
Apparently, like 1 in 10 adults say that their sleeping struggles have led to them actually to consider a breakup or a divorce, which is kind of a lot.
It's really important to sleep well. And if you're not sleeping well with your partner, like I'm somebody that needs a lot of sleep in order to function. So I could be one of those people.
Hmm.
Yeah. The only thing that I think would be a reason for me to not sleep with my partner is sometimes if I'm really stressed out, I'll sleep talk. And that is scary as hell if you don't get warned ahead of time. If all of a sudden I wake up and I'm like, they're at the door.
I sleep talk a lot, too.
You're a little bit of anomaly because you actually have serial killer tendencies when you go to sleep. So
I have serial killer tendencies everywhere. People have been telling me that I've got this serial killer charm, and I'm like, I'm flattered, but I'm also worried for everybody I love.
Yes, as are we. All right, guys, we are moving on to the next question. Which sex position burns the most calories for men? Okay, so Hunter, you should win at this.
The answer's listening.
Is it A, standing, B, the eagle, or C, the butter churner?
Who the f*** wrote these answers out?
I don't even know what the butter churner is either.
B, the eagle.
I'm going with A, standing, Nina. A is my answer, Nina. A is
for
my
5
answer.
Points, what's the answer, Nina?
No.
For 5 points, you're both wrong. The answer is C, the butter churner.
What is the butter churner?
You know, you guys are going to have to utilize your imaginations. And honestly, I'm a little disappointed that you don't know. I'm going to have to talk to you both about these sex lives.
So do we like...
Nina, you know I don't need any talking to.
We got to go because we're out of time. But I won for everyone at home in case
Morgan didn't realize that. Morgan is the winner.
I won. Thank you, Nina, so much. Sorry, Hunter, maybe next time. All right, guys, we will see you Wednesday and Thursday with more Nightly Pop. Join us. Goodbye.
If I'm back, who knows? I'm tired of losing.